The following hour is brought to you by Midas Resources, your trusted source for precious metals. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Well, we think about 6 hours is our hope, but we have to see. The prosecutor's office has told us they will inform the family before they inform the public for sure.
If you got that tipping scale, probable cause, it should go to a jury where it's transparent and we have a trial by jury. Why do we accept that when the police kill our children, we just going to have this grand jury proceeding and it's different from anything else? When our children dead on the ground, why can't we have the same process? Why you change the rules? Why you can't come and recommend charges right now based on the probable cause?
All right, there's where we start this edition of America Tonight. A lot of heated words. That was Benjamin Crump, who is, needless to say, not happy with what's happening in Ferguson, Missouri. And along the way, we're going to talk about this, as we have been talking about it, looking at what seems to be getting ready to take place, not just in Ferguson, but in other places as well. And Crump, Attorney Crump, who has been in that position for a long time, says that he has never seen anything like this process. He is the Michael Brown family attorney, and he's been analyzing, of course, the grand jury deliberations, and as he mentioned there, the family will be notified before anybody else is notified as to what has happened because of the drama that's going on in Ferguson. And as I mentioned, this is one of the roads we'll be taking this short week here on America Tonight. It is Thanksgiving coming up at the tail end of the week. Later in the week, we'll have our biggest turkeys. In fact, on our next show, we'll have our biggest turkeys of the year. What 2014 was like, because we're coming up on the tail end of it. Hard to believe, isn't it? And boy, I have a list a mile long. I was doing it over the weekend, and I think I came up with probably too many. So start thinking about your biggest turkeys. And what happens in Ferguson in the next day, probably, because most believe that Monday is when this is going to be handed down or not handed down. You know, they could. What the grand jury is deciding after these 4 months is whether or not there are a couple of months is whether or not there is enough evidence to charge Officer Darren Wilson with the crime of shooting and killing unarmed 18-year-old Michael Brown. Emotions are high. The stakes are high. The drama is massive. You have the FBI on the ground. You have lots of law enforcement all over the place in Ferguson and surrounding areas. It's as though something even more horrific were happening, and that's exactly what they're trying to avoid. One of the things that's being discussed with the Justice Department is whether or not the Ferguson Police Department discriminates against minorities. Justice has already indicated they think there's evidence of bias, especially in traffic stops. They're also investigating Officer Wilson. Now, what is the threshold that you have to hit before any charges would be leveled? Well, the threshold is they have to determine, and this is the grand jury's plight too, whether Officer Wilson's decision to shoot Brown was unreasonable under the circumstances, and they have to find evidence that Officer Wilson intentionally violated Brown's civil rights because of race in the case of justice, anyway, for that part. In the case of the grand jury, is there enough evidence? The attorney general, who at the time was Eric Holder, and he is, I suppose, now until they find the replacement, went to Ferguson. If the grand jury decides not to indict, the Justice Department's decision would be the final word on any kind of a criminal case. So there is one other shoe that could drop. One other shoe, and that is from the Justice Department, depending on what happens in Ferguson. So, and think about this. There has to be 9 votes on a 12-person grand jury in order to indict Wilson with a crime. 9 votes. Totally different process than a regular jury. So you're not deciding, as somebody wrote me an email over the weekend, and we'll get to the mailbag, certainly, but you're not deciding innocence versus guilt. It's a question of probable cause. Is there enough evidence to push this case to trial? So the grand jury is deciding that, period. That's it. And the grand jurors can ask questions, but it's very different from the actual being on an actual jury. They decide whether they want to continue. Do they need more evidence? Or they're considering everything, involuntary manslaughter all the way up to murder, because that's the other part of this. They could do involuntary manslaughter or no indictment. I'm starting to think that it's probably no indictment, and then the Justice Department will pursue their side of what they think they've uncovered in Ferguson, or what they are continuing to look into. Benjamin Crump, the attorney, says he's never seen anything like it with the way the grand jury is proceeding. He doesn't understand it, that this is such a struggle. And what is the tipping point? What is the tipping point? Crump says, why do we accept that when the police kill our children, we're just going to have this grand jury proceeding and have it be different from anything else? This is why, not just in Ferguson, but across the United States, there is a concern about what the backlash will be depending on what happens with the grand jury. Now, they could take this further, meaning if the grand jury wanted to, they could decide to keep going because there's been an extension that's been granted, and if they wanted to continue to go over the evidence and all of that, they certainly could do that. Certainly could. And let's hope what happens is not an excuse for violence. No matter what happens, to me, that would be the worst possible outcome. And why these poor people who have businesses up and down the main streets have to board them up, lose money, and then lose sleep and be concerned that things are going to explode and get worse is beyond me. Why would you do that to your own people? And then some would answer, well, that's because you get people coming in from out of town. It's not even the people who live in Ferguson. So needless to say, as I have said all the way through this, people are very much on edge, waiting and waiting and waiting and hurrying up and waiting, because they keep hearing that they're going to get a decision. The thought was it might come down on Sunday, but it's not looking that way. Perhaps Monday. Who knows? Many of you had that on your mind as the mailbox was full. We're going to check it next here on ATN. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment
moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
We've been talking about this executive action that the president is getting ready to take now for a long time. And here in America Tonight, all of you know this, that we've really focused a lot on immigration and the problems of illegal immigration and all of that, mentioning my time in California and El Paso and travels with the Border Patrol. And we've talked to the Minutemen, Jim Gilchrist, and so many others. So we're looking at this from all different angles. Very excited to have in our virtual green room right now Roger Fleming. He's the author of the new novel, Majority Rules. And he's a guy who knows his way around Capitol Hill. And he has certainly seen a few interesting fights over illegal immigration and so-called amnesty bills and whatnot back when he was on the Hill. And now we have this happening. Hey, Roger, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Thanks for having me.
Let's go back and talk about what you saw in the mid-80s during the Reagan administration, the illegal immigrant amnesty bill, and what happened there. Take us back to what happened.
Yeah, it's important to look back, because back then, you know, what Reagan was about was both enforcing the border and providing amnesty to some people who were here illegally. But that's not how it worked out in Congress. The House passed a bill that didn't do that. The Senate had a provision in it called triggered amnesty, and the Senate was controlled by Republicans then. Triggered amnesty would not allow anybody to be given amnesty until the border was determined to be secure by a presidential commission. That provision was attempted in the House. It failed in committee, and the Democratic leadership in the House then in 1986 would not even allow that amendment to be voted on the floor of the House because they were worried it might pass. When they went to conference, the House outmaneuvered the Senate Republicans, and the bill that went to Reagan only included amnesty, no border enforcement whatsoever. So as much as Reagan wanted to do both, he wasn't able to. It was a mistake, and we've been paying for it ever since.
Wow, boy, no kidding. And, you know, you moved from 86 to where we are now, and you see what the plans call for from Obama, at least the stuff that's leaked out and when we know what happened before, and this sort of reprieve, this deferred action. And what does that I mean, in your, from your point of view, what does that do to all of us in the United States when we have this deferred action and now we have these other points that are probably going to be implemented as well if that executive action goes through and there's no blowback?
Well, you look, all of it ignores current federal law. You know, there is law in the books today. Title 8 of the law says you cannot come into the country illegally. You cannot come in and misrepresent yourself and come in illegally or fool the federal government and come in. That's the law. Everything that Obama is talking about doing is contrary to that statute. He wants that you can call it defer. I mean, people say executive orders. Presidents have the authority under executive orders to prioritize what they will and will not prosecute. And President Obama has that authority. But to sort of, you know, a wholesale repudiation of a federal statute like that and at this grand a scale, I think, in the minds of so many people, gets to the point of sort of failing to execute the law, faithfully execute the law, which is what the Constitution requires.
Yeah. And in looking at this and looking at the draft proposal and how this has been announced, do you think this also puts a real, jab out to the Republicans before we even roll into the next Congress to just jump on this action right away?
Absolutely. The Republicans don't take power in Congress and the Senate until January. And the new increase in the new members of the Republican Party in the House won't be sworn in until January. So we're still in the old Congress. And that's why, actually, my personal feeling is he won't issue this executive order for a few more weeks. And I think he'll let this lame duck session that's going to take place over the next few weeks come and go before he does it. I think it behooves his political ends to wait. And that's what I think he'll do. But, you know, just back to your point before, look, if the president doesn't want to enforce the law on immigration, which is on the book, he could send a bill to Congress to repeal the current statute that makes it illegal to come into the country illegally. And then you could have a vote on that in Congress. Then we'd have an opportunity to see where our members of Congress really stand on illegal immigration, wouldn't we?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. And that's what I thought. My thought was that this will be thrown out there. They'll talk about it. But ultimately, he'll wait till the next Congress comes in, because then he can also say, well, listen, I tried. I mean, if I were a Democratic strategist, I would certainly advise that, to be honest. And you know how these games are played. I mean, you served as a legislative director to U.S. congressmen, as a majority and minority counsel on the Judiciary Committee, which, you know, you look at the Judiciary Committee in the House, does it get any bigger than that? And even from a different point of view, when you were a political appointee in George H.W. Bush's administration, so you know what it's like. There's that, what is it, the Potomac two-step that you sometimes kind of have to deal with, right?
It happens a lot. But let me make one thing clear. You know, the Democrats and the president keep saying if they would just pass that Senate bill that passed last year, S-744, that immigration bill, conference immigration bill, then we could all go home and we'd be happy. But the fact of the matter is that bill does not require the border to be secured. That's one of the reasons Republicans in the House won't take it up and pass it. They'd have to, you know, change it substantially and put in a provision that requires the border to be secured. They've authorized some more money for border security there, and they've created a very intricate pathway to citizenship, but it does not require the border to be secured. So that's not going to, passing that bill in the House is not going to solve our problem. Our problem is the border is still wide open and thousands of people are coming across it every week.
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely, no question. And
you said you'd been down to that border recently. America got a snapshot of what's been happening down there when all those children came across this summer, but if the cameras were there right now, you'd see people coming across the border.
Yeah. What do you think the answer is?
You know, I think I like the idea of the Republicans in the House passing a bill and sending it to the Senate early next year that provides, some pathway to citizenship in some respect. But just like they tried to do in the 80s, have it a triggered mechanism where you have to create a presidential commission, and we've made up of border security governors, Arizona, Texas, New Mexico, members of Congress, law enforcement, let all of them be in this commission and require that they certify that the border is secure, which you could do in a couple of years. It's not undoable. And then once that is secured, once it's confirmed, it's secured, then you can go forward with whatever it is that the pathway to citizenship is for a certain number of people who are here. That way, at least you stop the bleeding at the border. You know, when you're in a boat and it's taking on water and you just keep bailing, you can bail until your arms fall off. You've got to plug the hole first. So if this country wants to get control of its immigration issues, they need to secure the border first.
Yeah. Well, I so agree with that. I mean, it's not just a saying. It's not just something that is being fluffed out there, because it's really, really the truth. And all you have to do is spend enough time there, go out with the ICE guys or hang out with the Border Patrol, and you really get a true snapshot of what's happening there. So
it's
tell
out
us
of control.
It's out of control. It's absolutely, it's out of control. People don't even realize, and you just see little snippets. It's not enough to understand that. If you really got the full picture, you would understand. And if you talk to Border Patrol people, where it's, you know, agents where it's not going to come back and bite them, they'll tell you the truth of what's going on. And the same thing with a lot of the ICE people will tell you what's happening from a completely different perspective, you know, without a doubt.
Yeah, so, and I saw it back in the 80s as well. Let me just read you one footnote from my book. I think this will be a shocker to you. This is from the floor of the House in 1986 when we were debating this bill. This is a Democrat congressman. It was a more bipartisan issue back then. It says, last year, the INS located 1,348,000 aliens in this country who were deported under the Immigration and Nationality Act. Millions more escaped detection. Only one out of every two or three illegal aliens who come in across the border are apprehended. No one knows for certain how many illegal aliens are already in this country, but estimates range from 3.5 to 10 million, with more coming every day. In San Diego alone, we are averaging one arrest every 35 seconds. The INS estimates it will apprehend 1.8 million illegal aliens this year alone, almost 5,000 per day. That was in 1986.
Wow.
And it's been happening ever since then. They didn't secure the border then. In fact, the language in the law in 1986 in the statute is just what they call a sense of the Congress resolution. It's not even statutory language. It doesn't carry any statutory weight whatsoever. So the Democrats knew what they were doing.
Boy, no kidding. Tell us about the novel, you know, Nick Taft and going to serve the congressman in Washington. Sounds a little like your life. You're supposed to write about what you know, right?
Yeah, well, they say first-time writers do that, and a lot of my friends say it's a little bit about me. With the beginning of the book, I just use my own format of how I came to Congress about me. The rest of it's totally fiction. But it's a book about young people who come to young Americans who come to Washington to work for their respective congressmen, and they find out some hard lessons about how Congress works and why it doesn't work. But and they uncover a smuggling cartel, which is being led by a corrupt congressional committee chairman, coincidentally from Texas. But the legislation they're working on as they go through the narrative in the book is the Immigration Reform Act of 1986. So I tell the story and the games of the political games of what happened in 1986 through a novel, but I put dozens of end notes in the back of the book that relates to actually what did happen. In fact, sometimes, you know, you'll read a book and you'll think, you know, that just didn't happen. So if you read this book and you think, did that really happen? You can look in the back and see, well, it really did. I have quotes right from committee statements, committee reports, floor statements, and the legislation itself.
I love it. Pick up Roger Fleming's book, Majority Rules. Roger, thanks for coming on. Love to have you back on again. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hey everyone, my Ghost 80% AR-15 project was a total success. Thank you, Guns80.com. Thank you. I bought my Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. It's everything I expected and more. Just got a note from my buddy Mark, and now they're having a huge Black Friday and a big Cyber Monday sale. Guess Christmas is coming early this year. I'm definitely ordering one for my brother on Black Friday because the price drops to $400. Yes, I did just say that. $400. Unbelievable. At Guns80.com, the big sale is on. Begins Friday, November 22nd, and ends December 1st. So hurry now. Sale prices for Ghost ARs again, $400. Black Friday will be a good day. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. Sale is on right now at Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. Guns and the number 8080.com. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to everyone from our good friends at Guns80.com. The big sale is on. I'll see you there.
Here they come again. Catch us if you can. Time to get a move on. We will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can, catch us if you can. Now we gotta run, no more time for fun. When we're getting angry, we will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can.
We talk about weekend warriors all the time here on America Tonight. You know, we do our nail the score thing, which, of course, that's professional athletes in the NFL. But we also talk about all of you that are in the scenario where you're out thinking that you can conquer the world and you're a little maybe out of shape and you're out there playing tennis and doing other things where you're going for it. And I understand that because that's how I roll. But then you start to sprain your knees or you sprain your ankles, have problems with your knees, that kind of stuff. So when I was in New York and I was at the National Publicity Summit, I ran into a cool guy, the sports doctor, Dr. Robert Weil, and he is with us now in our virtual green room. Hey, Doc, how are you?
I'm good. Nice to join you.
So the weekend warrior thing, do you see a lot of that in your practice, people who are just going for it and they maybe don't stretch or do things that could possibly help them out before they decide to conquer the world?
Well, it's a, you know, it's a common scenario. There's no doubt about it that the fitness and being in better shape, feeling better, all are important things to all of us, whether someone's a walker, whether they're a jogger, whether they're playing golf, whatever it happens to be. And sometimes we look at what we call the terrible twos, which is either too much or too soon or too aggressive. So we tell people to, first of all, get a physical before they start a particular physical activity. You know, I'm a sports podiatrist. The sports doctor is all about everything from, gosh, from feet to concussions to wellness to all sorts of areas of sports medicine. And many times we'll see that the so-called weekend warrior is one of our common definitions of people who might be looking to stay active. And, you know, the feet affect everything else. So sometimes we'll see even being in the proper shoes is important, paying attention to, again, how aggressive you are, being realistic. All of these things, Kate, make sense.
Yeah, I love that, the terrible twos. And, you know, I think, Doc, honestly, a lot of people, it's funny, you know, you talk about the feet. I think a lot of people ignore that. Sometimes they go for a cheaper shoe or it doesn't quite fit them, but they like the way it looks. I see this with a lot of guys. Have you seen that when people come in? Is that one of the things you ask them about, what kind of shoes are they wearing?
Oh, absolutely.
And that kind of stuff?
One of my most popular articles on sportsdoctorradio.com is high heels and accepting the challenge. We talk a lot about whether it's dress shoes to the proper sports shoe. And absolutely the last thing you want to be looking to scrimp money on is being in the right shoe and the best shoe for you. You might have high arches. Somebody else might have flat feet. Somebody else might have bunions. Somebody else might have inherited other kinds of foot concerns. And believe it or not, about 7 or 8 out of 10 people are not fit properly, even serious athletes. So number one, you want to know what's the best fit in the shoe for you, what makes sense for your particular foot type, and you want to be fit properly, and then you can head out the door, you know what I mean?
Yeah. You know, you talk about high heels and women. What happens with a lifetime of wearing high heels for a long length of time?
Great question. You know, the article where I quote Sarah Jessica Parker from Sex and the City, where she said, you know, if I knew then what I know now, I don't know if I would have worn all those heels on the show. although a year later, she started her own high heel company. So that took care of that advice. But the heels change the mechanics of the whole body, Kate. So whether it is jamming the ball of the foot in the shoe, which most women are familiar with, especially if they've got corner callus or nail problems, and getting into something that's pointy-toed and loading the front of the foot can be its own problem. But also, as you raise those heels, there have been studies that have shown that once you get to an inch and a half or a two-inch heel, you're really changing stresses also to the knees and low back. So what we recommend is, number one, make sure you've got enough toe room. Try to be sensible. Alternate the heel heights. There have been cases we've seen, Kate, where a woman, again, might be in her 40s, and she's been wearing the same height heels for 20 years. She starts getting active. She wonders why her Achilles tendons and her calves are hurting her, because she's actually shortened those muscles from being in a heel for years and years and years. So we recommend do some variety. Try to stay away from something that's too stiletto-like, because we see ankle problems, et cetera. But, of course, you know, high heels, mostly designed by men who don't have to wear them. And this is a serious problem, especially if you've got foot concerns to begin with. But there's no doubt about it, you are creating different kinds of postural stresses. So we tell people, let's be realistic, let's strengthen your feet and ankles, let's wear a shoe that gives you the toe room, let's try to do some postural exercise. I mean, you don't have to train like an athlete if you wear a lot of heels, but a lot of patients I see who are very active, successful women who might be models, mm-hmm. and other people in those types of industries, you better believe they're training to wear those kinds of shoes, because it ain't easy. Especially if you're dancing with the stars on those shoes.
Yeah, no kidding.
Right.
All right, what fun. We're talking to the sports doctor, and he's in Chicago, one of my favorite cities. But in Chicago and elsewhere, there's big concern over head injuries and concussions and football. I mean, I am a rabid football fan, but it scares me. I flew with the Cowboys, covered professional teams, and I saw those things happening to people I became friendly with, professional athletes.
No, it's a nightmare, Kate. Again, and people can check my show out. I'm on 3 o'clock Central Standard Time on Wednesday on HealthyLife.net, and the show is called The Sports Doctor. I'm a foot specialist, but we pay a lot of attention to what you're talking about. Another one of my popular articles, you're not going to like it as a football fan, but it's called Football is Unsafe at Any Age. And that's the reality. We're only now beginning to see some of these long-time horrendous effects with some of these retired players. He was a patient of mine. I knew him well, Dave Duerson.
Mm-hmm.
Who was one of the catastrophes with the head injuries. And this is a very good, there is no way to not slam the head around in a collision sport like football. I mean, concussions are possible in all sports, Kate. You could slide into second base. You could fall off a bike. Children can get hurt. They can have a concussion. It's the repetitive micro concussions and trauma from slamming that head around, that's the real concern. And the question then is, with parents asking, what about my kids in Pop Warner or in high school football? And I'm telling you, I don't know what we're going to do about this game. It's one thing if you're going to be a gladiator and you're going to be paid millions of dollars, you're in the professional leagues,
right,
and you know what this is about, and we still don't know what it's about. I also saw Jim McMahon was a famous patient of mine who was on the front cover of Sports Illustrated a year and a half ago with those concerns. So the body can't handle that kind of violence, especially the head, and it's a crapshoot. So it's a big problem because it is our most popular sport by far, and, you know, high school Friday Night Lights.
Oh, yeah.
Good luck to you in changing this. But if a parent asks me, in my opinion, and we feature a lot of people who have been in this world, whether they're neuroscientists I've had on the radio show, Kate, whether they are parents, the sports doctor, we pay a lot of attention to a topic I call parenting the child athlete, where, again, you know, my poster boy, the 2010 men's Olympic figure skating champion from here in Illinois, the Olympic gold medalist, Evan Lysacek, he was 10 years old when I put orthotics in his skates.
Mm.
And the role of orthotics to properly balance the foot and stability on the ground is something that sports podiatry is really, really all about. But the concussion issue, the helmet's not the answer because it's become a weapon. And even if they come up with sensors, for example, let alone heads-up football, which is, you know, off the wall, trying to take the head out of the game, it's impossible to take the head out of the game. So it's going to be a tremendous challenge to see what we're going to do about this. It's a conundrum.
Yeah, it is a conundrum. You even saw the other day, LeBron James said, basketball star, I would never have my kids, my boys in football.
Yeah. Well, this is what I tell parents, and I remember my son who played multiple sports, and he also, you know, was enamored with football. And I said, you know, Adam, if you're interested in other sports, I sure wouldn't add football. It's so physical. Now, all of us are very familiar, Kate, with the, you know, guys had 3 knee replacements and 5 ankle surgeries and 12 shoulder surgeries, and we see this every day. Looking at the injury list in pro football, it's like a war zone. But I don't think anybody ever expected the kind of head concerns and the brain trauma concerns that we're seeing, and there's just no way around it. And this is why it's a huge topic, but it's also a PR scenario with the mighty, mighty, mighty National Football League. There's no doubt about it. So as a fan, as parents, if it's the kid's real super goal and all of these things, this is all understandable, but it's a mixed bag.
Yeah, absolutely. I get it. All right, Dr. Mr. Sports Doctor, you are fabulous. We'll talk to you again sometime soon, I hope.
I hope so, too. And you're going to be joining me on the Sports Doctor, I think, in December. So are you the Sports Princess?
I am the Sports Princess.
I knew you were. Anyway, it's been a pleasure, and thanks a lot.
Thanks. Thank you for coming on. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
To the left.
left foot forward, has the snap. Tom Stanzik moves up, throws to a wide open field. Left side of the end zone, second touchdown for the Patriots.
Daniel from the gun, throws, pass deflected, intercepted T.J. Ward. Ward's inside the 40, inside the 35, heads to the Broncos sideline, 30, 25, pulls away from a tackler, inside the 15, inside the 10. 5 seconds left of the game, Yacht will snap it, Cousins ready, snap back, ball down, kick is up, on the way, it is up, it is good! Billy Cousins wins it at the buzzer, and the Browns have won in Atlanta, 26-24!
Well, that's a great comeback from a hole they shouldn't have been in.
Manning on play fake. He rolls right, throws a deep ball down the right side, the jump ball, Odell Beckham Jr. made the catch with one hand. Touchdown! Wow, what a catch by the rookie!
Ridiculous!
Just throw it up to Odell Beckham Jr. Second down, a short two. Romo in an empty gun, looking left, looking middle. Pumps, looking right, looking left. Standing. Throwing at the end zone. Touchdown! Des Bryant.
As always, terrific job, Matt Johnson, on this highlights. Really great job. Dallas, finishing with Dallas, the Sunday night game. Man, you had people in New York that were dancing on the pin, and then you had people in Dallas that were biting their nails, and Dallas pulls it out 31-28. Significant because, as I've said, I think almost from the start of this show when we were talking about nailing the score, that Dallas game against Philadelphia on Thanksgiving would be giant, and it is because they're both in first place, the Cowboys and the Eagles winning their games in the NFC East, and, you know, could there be two teams that hate each other more? It's going to take place in Dallas, and there are rabid fans on all sides of this one, and another crazy, crazy, crazy day in the world of football. There were some obvious things that happened, like Indy spanking Jacksonville. You would think that would happen, so okay. But then you had, for example, Seattle and Arizona. Arizona have been like world beaters, but boy, there was a lot of blunders, bloops, and misses, and Seattle took advantage, so they closed that deal 19-3. And then San Diego, it seemed like, I mean, St. Louis, I thought for sure was going to take this one, and then they basically gave it away at the end to San Diego, but they'll take it for sure. They closed the deal 27-24. And, you know, you had New England roll over Detroit 34-9. I would think you would think that would happen. Philly rolled over Tennessee 43-24. But man, the finish of that Cleveland Atlanta game. Cleveland wins that 26-24, and that was a crazy wild finish. Anybody who had any do-re-mi, as our friend Brandon Lang would say on this one, they were really sweating it out. And of course, it would also depend on what side of the ball they were on, and a field goal made the difference there. In the waning seconds, the Browns pull away. Bobby Hoyer overcomes three interceptions, and the Browns won on a foot, a last-second field goal. And so the Browns are in this incredible position right now where they are 7-4 with that win. Matt, you obviously were paying attention. You were watching it, and we say it every single week. It would not be a cliche, but on any given Sunday, craziness ensues. And there were some obvious things that unfolded that did, but then there were some things you didn't expect that happened.
Yeah, definitely. I think going back to that Atlanta game, one, well, I don't know how Mike Smith is going to keep his job after this year, because he was taking timeouts basically for the Browns that allowed the Browns to score. And then if you look at the NFC South as a whole, the Falcons and the Saints, or wait, the Saints are 4-6, so they're technically in first place because they haven't played. They play tomorrow night. But I mean, that's the first place team in the NFC South. That is just a horrible division right now.
No kidding. 4-6, that's terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's nutty. I mean, and New Orleans has been like that, where it's not what you expected at the beginning of the season.
Yeah, definitely. And, I mean, you have a couple different teams that I think have established themselves. I think the Patriots are definitely the best team in the league right now. And the Cardinals are a close second, but without a starting quarterback, that's probably going to be the downfall of this team, and you might see them start to rack up a couple losses here coming up.
Yeah, you know, it's funny that we were talking about Seattle and Arizona. Arizona is still on top because they massed so many wins at 9-2 in the NFC West, right? But you have San Francisco and Seattle both at 7-4. And you talked about the South, New Orleans 4-6, Atlanta 4-7. That is insane. Of all the divisions, if you look at the breakdown, that is absolutely, like you said, stunning. It is absolutely the worst. I mean, every other division, you have a leader with at least 7 wins. Not 4.
Yeah. Another thing, too, that Sunday night game, that was 2 crazy plays, I thought. The one, the Beckham catch, which will go down as probably one of the best catches ever in the history of the football, of pro football. And then also that last play where Tony Romo had about 10, it was like 8 seconds of just standing in the pocket trying to find someone to get open. And
I
you
know.
Can't cover Dez Bryant for that long. He's one of the best receivers in the league. And ends up, you know, winning the game, and so a lot of water being doused on the Romo haters, I guess.
Oh, I think so, too. I said that as soon as I saw that, I said to my husband, who's a huge Cowboy fan, wow, he just finally got that tag off his back by making the kind of play that he made, because the Cowboys rallied from 11 down to stop the Giants. They were not really even looking very good in this game, and they were able to whip it around in the second half, and that comeback is huge. And Dez Bryant, who's looking for a contract and has been whining about it, is just upping the ante, I think. I can't imagine they wouldn't give it to him, but Romo throwing those 2 touchdown passes to Bryant, and the winner, as Matt is saying, where he had that time and he looked and looked and looked and looked, 13 yards. You had 101 on the clock when that happened. I mean, just, again, just amazing. And the calmness, I guess, and the way that they were able to slice a very bad team, because let's face it, the Giants aren't world beaters, but they looked good in this game, and that's the bottom line there. So another strange week in the NFL. And remember, we're going to have Nail the Score coming up on our next show, so your chance to maybe lay claim to prizes, because the game of the week, the Seattle-Arizona game, ended up, I mentioned the score, Seattle beating Arizona 19-3. Nobody was close. I think we had altogether 15 people in that one segment between the emails and then on the air. Nobody came closest. My guess was Seattle 27-24. Matt said the Cardinals 20-16, just to give you an example. And Grimm had Seattle just crushing them 42-27, not even close to that. I mean, nowhere close to it. And then the same with it, pretty much anyone else who weighed in, nobody had anywhere near what the ultimate score was, 19-3. That's why this, it's tough. It seems like it would be a lot easier, but it's not as easy as it looks. And then, you know, we were talking about New Orleans earlier. How about this? New Orleans Saints owner Tom Benson pledging $11 million to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. That's the largest donation contribution by any individual in the Hall's 51-year history. $10 million toward renovating Fawcett Stadium, which will be renamed Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium. You think? You think there was a reason for this? Also, another $1 million to the Hall of Fame's Legends Landing Program. It's a new mixed-use residence that includes room for retired players and Hall of Fame players. How about that? When you have that kind of money, just spread it around. Thanks for listening.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youth. youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.